We certainly thank Bill Thomas for being a part of our guest of the day each and every day. Well, the month of April, we've recognized this as in the city of Manchester, we are celebrating and showing some kindness to volunteers this month. And one of those friendly faces that you will often see helping out in a number of organizations is Julie Frick, who joins us this morning. First and foremost, Julie, thank you so much for coming and sharing your day with us this morning.
You bet.
So what got you involved in volunteering?
You know, volunteering is a real personal thing for me anyway. You know, we all have challenges in life at different points. We all struggle with a lot of different things, and it's easy to get wrapped up in that and focus internally. For me, volunteering helps balance me because it gets me out of my little world that I live in, and it helps me see the bigger picture of things and what's going on, not only in our community, but across the greater state of Iowa or across the whole world. And it makes me realize that my problems really aren't that bad. Sure, they are to me, but the world's bigger than just me. And it's so rewarding for me personally to be able to give back and to volunteer and to think about what other people need versus what I need.
You know, there's often a barrier when it comes to making that first step in volunteering. And I often try to liken it to a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that when you finally said, okay, I'm going to do this, see what happens?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. So, you know, as you know, there's many young families in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And you get really, really busy with your families. So for us, for my husband and I, it became volunteering where the kids are at, whether that be at school, whether it be at church or with their sports. So that way we get to spend more time together as a family. It doesn't feel like you're taking your time away from them. You know, and as they grew up, then Tom became, you know, the person behind the scenes for me. He's an amazing man. He takes care of everything at home so I can go and spend the time to do that. So it's because it's hard. If I had to do everything, if I had to take care of the family, if I had to take care of my job, if I had to take care of me and do the volunteering, you can't do it. You end up just, it's not worth it. You don't have a balance anymore.
But at the same time, as you start to walk that path of volunteerism, you start to understand that you have a passion for certain things. When did you discover you had your passion for what organization?
You know what? That's really interesting because, you know, when I was growing up, I always had this weird thought in my head. It's like, you know, what talents did God give me? Because you always read in the Bible that he gives mm-hmm. everybody talents. And it's like, I hope before I die, I find what my talents are. And it just so happened through my career, I figured out that I'm a really good planner and organizer. So a few years ago, gosh, it's probably maybe even been a decade ago, the Good Neighbor Society was doing the Festival of Trees to raise money for capital funds. And I got engaged in that. And it was so rewarding because I got to put those talents to use outside of a work environment, outside of my home environment, and shared those with the community to raise money for a very important cause. My grandmother, when I was little, was at the nursing home. I'd always ride my bike out to see her. So it has a place in my heart.
Well, and at the same time, and I know that as we're talking about giving of yourself in time and talents, kind of use an old
yep.
church term on
yep.
that, but there's a point where you say, okay, these are the things that I want to do. I can give of myself in such wonderful ways, but you also have to balance that with occasionally you have to say no.
Exactly, yep.
And it's hard, but, you know, it's something that you got to do. At the same time, if we're talking all kinds of fanciful terms on there, volunteering does have a return on investment.
It sure does.
And what would you say your return on investment is?
Oh my gosh. So, you know, I'll tell you a little story. When Tom and I moved up to Minneapolis and we lived up there for 8 years, I loved the city life. Tom did not like it. Mm-hmm. He didn't like going into the same store day after day and people not knowing who he was. So when we had our first child, we moved back to Manchester. And I kind of came back kicking and screaming because when I left here, I couldn't wait to get out in the 80s. There wasn't a lot going on
mm-hmm.
for single people, young families. But coming back and realizing that my boys would not have enjoyed growing up in the city, that they loved living here in this small community. They could go fishing. They could ride their bikes into town. They could hang with their friends all day and have that sense of peace. And so for me, Manchester's become my passion now. I want to make this town something that is here for generations to come, because it is an incredible, lovely community. There's so much to go on here in town, and there's so many things that we can do as a community to improve Manchester, to make it more of not only attraction for other people to come in, but a sense of pride for everybody that lives here.
And that's what led you, honestly, to join the most recent one, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep. It's, yeah. So I'm actually very, very fortunate. So the Manchester Vitality Endowment has been my big gig for mm-hmm. the past couple of years. And that was an endowment fund that we built where every year we're going to get a payout to do projects in Manchester. Now, a lot of people think, well, why can't the city do that? Why can't the government do that? Well, they have a budget, and they have a ton of employees to support, and they have a ton of other things that they need to do, that some of these cosmetic things, it's not in the wheelhouse for
but
the city government.
At the same time, it's about taking pride in the community that we live in. And yes, you may seem right. It was a joint effort to get the flower baskets up there.
Yep.
But how many people said, oh, my goodness, we love your community. How do you get these flowers? The tree may seem like incidental, but it's going to grow and get bigger and beautiful. And it's an opportunity to go through. And again, with the Holly Jolly Market and everything else that you're working on, it may seem small, but its impact is just rippling like crazy.
Yeah, and the flowers was something that a lot of people wanted to do in Manchester for many years, because you go to other communities and you see those, and you probably think it doesn't matter. Well, I tell you, when those flowers went up last year, it just really, the downtown was gorgeous with those flowers, and the community appreciated not only that, but everybody coming into town, because we saw letters to the editors, we saw all these people that were just so excited to come and see a beautiful downtown. And it was really shocking when we took them down at the beginning of September, how people felt like we were missing something now, mm-hmm. because they weren't there. It was just added that little oomph that made Manchester very, very attractive.
And it actually went into action because a group of people volunteered of their times and services. That's what we're talking about in this year of kindness. And we could put the plug in for the Vitality organization, mm-hmm. but really, I'm hoping that we reach somebody so that they can volunteer whatever they're passionate about.
Exactly.
If it's an animal rights group, if it's the dog park, if it's the Good Neighbor Society, if it's their church, do what you're passionate about.
Right. And it doesn't have to be a big investment. Yeah. In the dog park, I tell you, kudos to that team. That was a grassroots effort. Manchester, different community or different organizations have done surveys about what we need. Everybody wants a splash pad. They want a dog park, mm-hmm. all these different things that take somebody to lead the charge on that. So find out, if there's something that you think we need in the community or something that you see missing anywhere, step up. Volunteer, talk to friends. If you're not comfortable volunteering, talk to friends or find somebody that you think can lead that charge for you, or just to bounce ideas off of.
While we're talking about volunteering, you've got an opportunity that's coming up.
We do, yep. And this is a great thing if somebody's looking to get involved in things. I'm just the co-chair on this. Sarah Maurer at GMB Bank is going to be the lead. And it's Rural Vitality Coalition. It stands RVC is the initials. And this is where it's the three state universities. It's Wellmark. It's sponsored from the governor's office, the Rural Coalition. All these efforts are coming together. Manchester was selected one of two pilots. And this is going to look at what Manchester has to offer naturally, what things we can do to build on that, and how can we get people to live longer, healthier lives. Mm. There's going to be lots of work. It's an 18-month program. They'll be publishing some results of that and use it as a case study across the state for other communities to take charge.
Well, if you're involved, I know that it will be good. Julie, it's always a pleasure to talk on KMCH. Julie Frick, a part of the volunteers here in the city of Manchester. We shine the spotlight. Our guest of the day here on KMCH.